Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist.
Toba with you right here on the Praise Party, and so excited to be with you on this beautiful day. Listen, we have a great show in store for you today. I actually have Husky. Big Husky. And because
she calling me a hussy, y'all. That's what she trying to call me.
Amen. We do. We're going to keep it real on today. Today we're talking about if you dig one ditch, you better dig two, because the trap you set just may be for you. All right, and we're going to pull from different scriptures. Proverbs 22:8 says, "He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod is the furrow will be destroyed." Mm-hmm. All right, so we're talking about how we should not put our mouths on each other. We're going to keep our tongue because our tongue is very powerful. We're going to also open up the phone lines to give you a chance to talk, and I normally don't do this, 972-996-3970. And we're going to get deep today. We're going to get real deep because we want to talk about this. We have a lot of people that are in the church and putting their mouths on saints, ain'ts, and not even really living life according to the word of God themselves. Mm. Even if you are. Because, do you still have a right to throw dirt on other people or even put your mouth on someone?
Well, until you died for them and shed your blood on the cross and on Calvary, no, you don't have a right to put your mouth on them. It is one thing for you to give constructive criticism. It's another thing for you to gossip and lie on people or throw around dirt. you have to be careful. Who you're throwing dirt on, especially to other people. It's one thing to talk about it to yourself.
Yeah.
But when you begin to talk about it to other people, you never know. But I found this out. It is your biggest enemies and haters that make other people see who you really are. You need a hater in your camp. We trying to get rid of haters. But it is those people who rely on you, who rely on you to the right person. Now that right person is checking on you.
And checking your Facebook.
Checking your Facebook. Checking
every
your
hour.
Instagram,
to seeing what you're doing.
Trying to see who you are. See if this person, that person that they said they were. And so some of your biggest haters are the reason you got the promotion. You know, Joseph's brothers were his biggest haters. And so without them, Joseph in chapter 50 of Genesis would have never been second in command without his haters. He would have never, he told them a dream and they hated the dream. And you know the story.
I know the story.
So, I think people forget, you know, you need haters.
You need haters.
You need folks that are going to lie on you. You need them folks because those folks are the very folks that other people are now paying attention to you who weren't paying attention to you.
That's good. Big Husky. I said it right now, right?
You said it right.
Okay.
You said it right the last two
eating
times.
Eating his peanuts and water. What you on this healthy diet plan?
Well, I'm trying to do better.
Okay.
I don't have it all the way together. I'm trying to eat better so I can live a healthier life. You know, I woke up a couple weeks ago and my toenails were hurting.
Really?
Because I this diabetes that I'm working with, trying to get rid of.
Okay.
That has assumed residence. I'm trying to evict it.
Jesus' name, we speak power.
I'm gonna lose it. I'm down to 249, but I've got to do better. You can't keep leaving. We leave. You know what's the worst thing about us is a lot of us leave legacies that don't make sense. I don't want to leave a legacy of diabetes to my children, so I have to do better. I have to turn my life around because we all about being spiritual, but we forget the natural body.
That's right. We got to take care of ourselves.
In. Right. And so I have to do better and get better with my body. So I've been trying to do better. I'm sometime there, and well, y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
Pray
That's
for
right.
me.
Listen, we got a great show in store. Because see, in the studio, I have to say that to make sure I get it correct, okay? Y'all laugh at me and talk about me. Don't throw dirt on me.
Just put the K in there.
Husky, okay?
Yeah, not that hard. Not that hard. Just Husky.
Yeah. Oh. And also, also joining us, we have Pastor Fred Thomas. He'll be joining us in just a few minutes, as well as Grays. Going to be talking about when you so dirty, you get dirty, okay? As Christians, we tend to talk about each other. You have that sister mother on the second mm-hmm. row and looking at you and using that church friend to talk about mm-hmm. you. And sometimes you get discouraged and you have feelings. People have feelings. And we want to talk about that. We know that you have feelings. Mm-hmm. We have feelings. You have feelings. Mm-hmm. I have feelings. And you have to be careful what you say about people or how you put your mouth on people.
True.
You know, be careful because you don't know. And trust me, it will come back to get you. I know I put some dirt on somebody and it has turned around and made me suffer double.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful when you want to put a curse on somebody or mm-hmm. say, I'll put a curse. I'm like, wait a minute now. That's not
a
Jesus.
How are you binding me up and I'm still in the process?
Mm.
'Cause people
or cursing
forget.
Or even curse, you
right.
know?
People forget that there was a time when they were in their process.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't always right.
Right.
You know, the dress was a little bit too tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they was laughing with too many brothers.
Mm.
You know, they were laughing with too many sisters. People forget that they were once in the struggle. They were once uncovered.
Mm.
And now that we're covered, we act like we're better than people.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, if you really look at it, it's almost like you keep uncovering yourself when you're doing the saints wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Ooh,
yeah.
This is going to get good.
In pain but relief, rejected but protected, yeah, and there's no stopping me. Depressed but I'm free. Come what may.
focus.
Help me see clearly. Flesh is the word. Flesh is the word.
Daria Tova with you, and thank you so much for joining me right here on the Praise Party, where ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. We have an interesting topic today, as we're talking about when you sow dirty, you get dirty. In the studio, I am so hippopotamus happy as the pastor, Baptist pastor.
I was going to say, that was a Baptist moment.
That's
right,
what
there.
Baptist
that was a real Baptist
hippo
moment.
I'm hippopotamus happy.
A
and
smelling or something.
Yeah, right?
In the studio, we have Big Husky. We have Sharon Jack Graves,
Siobhan
okay. Graves, and we also have Pastor Fred in the studio. So we're just so hippopotamus to have you today. And y'all want to just break down a little bit who you are, who you with, and all that good stuff for those who just came in.
Let Fred go first.
I am that I am.
Oh, man.
I am the Pastor Fred. You all know me. We
That's
on the
right.
Word of the Day every Thursday here on KHVN. Uh-huh. We are the comedian. Bookman don't overlook me. I had to throw that in there because I ain't working tonight, and that's y'all's fault. But we're here today with Sister Daria Tova with her braces in her mouth. We're going to work this thing today.
Yes, we are. With these braces. Why he throw me under the bus like this?
The braces.
You know I'm trying to get my teeth fixed before 30. I'm
it's
trying
okay.
to get, what is that?
Right.
Dirty 30.
Dirty 30.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get some Invisalign. Is that what you can
Come on, Miss Freddie.
Right. Y'all, I am just a simple servant. You know that's how to say things. I am Siobhan Graves. First of all, I am the wife of Kevin Graves.
Oh,
I am the founder and mentor at Queendom Empowerment. I am also a co-host with Big Husky and DFW Gospel Radio. I'm also a praise and worship leader. I don't know what else I do. I do a whole lot of things.
Child, you was about to tell us about that report, how you had opened up the church. And
swept I'm just a servant.
Yes.
Amen.
Swept the parking lot. The yeah.
Listen. But I got a great husband, so it's not a job.
Amen. Oh, wow. I love
come
that.
On. Come on.
You better come on.
Bishop of wisdom.
Come on. When you marry right, it ain't hard
come
work.
Come on.
Man, look at that. I like that.
Don't let me testify.
Look at her husband over there blushing. He just turned pink.
He like, yeah, baby.
That's right, baby. We're going to take you out to eat today.
Yeah, right now. It's a spirit.
He
been
ran
around
this
building twice.
Yes, he did. Come on, Big Husky.
Well, I'm just a guy. I don't do much. I just do radio and show up. Okay, I'm lying. Track 3. You know what you got to say when you're about to
say
no, I do DFWI Gospel, DFWIRadio.com. I'm a producer of some of the best shows.
Yeah.
But I do radio, comedy, and I'm going to open the church doors for Siobhan this week.
Please.
And sweep the parking lot.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something Big Husky ain't going to tell you, too.
What is that?
Basketball coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Little League for little kids?
22 years. I've coached some of the best players in the world or have consulted. Matter of fact, got a thing going on with Michelle Snow. I used to play for Tennessee and played in the WNBA. We got some stuff coming up. So, I love coaching. That was something that used to drive me right there, to see these ladies go from this point to that point to the next point and, you know. So I love it, you know.
I ain't got enough patience to be in no room full of girls and stuff.
They were definitely cheating. No, now it back then in your day
it wasn't that bad.
Nowadays they make you want to throat slam.
Shout out to Lincoln Rams, the basketball team.
Oh no,
yeah.
Well, they taught me a lot about women and growing up. Uh-huh. So they from each age level, I coached young and then I coached them at semi pro level. They taught me a lot about women in general. You know, the worst thing is having 12 of them. 12
at
times
one time.
A month.
Two and three wives.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to say
I
don't get it. Yeah.
So they got them in different houses.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Different
Jesus.
Lands.
So, but they taught me the level of commitment that you can have for somebody when you see them in their infancy. at doing this, and then you see them finally do what you know they can do. So they taught me patience and taught me how to see a thing before I see a thing.
Come on, teach.
Come on,
amen.
Did I just teach right now?
You just did.
Offering
time. He was trying to get that preaching voice in there.
Basketball.
It's,
God
it's,
showed
yeah.
me that the will.
Was he prophesizing too?
Yeah.
The fear of the basketball.
Yeah.
Represents.
Yeah.
You a mess. Ooh. Listen, I want to pose the question for today, and we talked a little bit about it earlier in the show. If you dig one ditch, you better dig two, because the trap you set, you just may be setting it for yourself.
Well, not no may.
And
you
I can,
are.
You are.
There's no may. You are.
You better dig.
Because eventually you'll fall into that,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. And coming from the scripture, Proverbs 22:8, he who sows wickedness reap trouble.
For those that don't know where that book is, it's right after Psalms.
Right after Psalms.
It's that book that your grandmama got on her coffee.
Yeah.
Table,
yeah. It's the book that,
dust on it. Just get that dust off and read that.
It's one of the books they added to that little book that they give you at the, you know, Bible study. So, vacation Bible study. Yeah, you just got the New Testament.
Right.
And Psalms and Proverbs, yeah.
It's the book in the drawer at Motel.
We're going to carry along because y'all doing too much. Listen.
Pray for us.
Okay, back on task.
Who asked the two comedians that didn't say y'all got to get on task?
Let's focus.
Okay, we're focused.
Back in the day, didn't your mama used to tell you that if you play in dirt, you're going to get dirty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you walk through mud, you're usually going to get the mud on the bottom of your shoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going around showing or if you're going around somebody throwing dirt, a little bit might just spill on you. So these are the same thing as spreading lies, gossiping, backbiting against folks, and just playing in dirt.
Mm.
And I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm just trying to be real because I'm sure somebody who is listening is struggling whether you got one foot in the church and one foot out because Sister So-and-so on the second row at Sister So-and-so Missionary Baptist Church and said a few things about you. And here it is. This person has been faithful in sowing their tithes, has been going to Bible study, that has been in their word, and yet is being cast with lies and dirt. So as even the people in the church, because I see it a lot done lately, mm-hmm. or a lot now, people in the church, even the pastors and men, throwing dirt, gossiping. And I'm like, why are we doing this? Why are we casting dirt? And people, it's hard to believe, if you cursing people and you throwing dirt, you don't think it's going to come back to you?
I can say this, first of all. The first misconception is people think that the church is different from the world,
right.
in the sense of the same people that go to church, they go to work at Baylor, Parkland, and
mm-hmm.
every place else. So they're keeping a mess at Baylor,
Parkland,
CISD,
everywhere else.
You know, everywhere else. It's no different. It is people who are hurt, sick, sinning, that now know how to sing, pastor a church, work on the books of the church. And so once we get rid of this idealism that these people are two totally different people versus we're all sinners, and though it may not, we don't expect people in the church to throw us under the bus, to throw dirt, to call seeds of discord. We might want to start growing up in the Lord and understanding that it happens more so in the church. It happened more with the Israelites than it did with the strangers.
Amen.
So,
right. Come on.
You know, we sit up here and we drink milk and think, come on, did I get...
Come on,
I,
you got
I,
that...
I
yeah, you got that deacon hand.
But if we keep looking at the church as people are not human, then we miss the fact of their humanity.
Right.
Yeah, Sister So-and-so said something about you. You know why? Because 9 times out of 10, somebody said something about Sister So-and-so, and she didn't grow from that level. So what is done, 9 times out of 10, what is done to us, we do it to other people instead of healing
right.
and protecting other people.
Right.
We don't teach that in the church. So a lot of times when we're throwing dirt, it's because we didn't have a self-perspective moment to say, somebody threw dirt at me, I'm not going to throw dirt at Sister So-and-so.
Well, you know what I want to add to it, because Big Husky said earlier, we even have enemies.
Mm-hmm. True.
You said, who was it? Was it Joseph?
Joseph told his brothers about his dream, but, I mean,
you're going to have
need,
enemies. Some
you
of
need
them,
those enemies.
You need them.
Because it's the enemies that allow you to see where you are, to see who you really are. The enemies are the one that's going to test you and find out who you really are, if you really saved or not. Because the enemies are the ones that's going to lie on you, and we're going to find out if you're going to cuss them out today or you're going to pray for them. See what I'm saying? That's the enemies make you see, well, maybe I'm not as strong in this area.
Yeah.
See, because when the folks was lying on me, there were certain things that they weren't lying about. Some of that stuff was truthful. All they need is a little truth.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that stuff was truthful, but because they needed just a little truth to get the lie across. You know, like if you say Darnell was a player, well, back then they was right. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But I wasn't mm-hmm. winking at everybody.
But this is what I can't stand, mm-hmm. because I can't stand deep, especially some of these pastors who are so saved, like they didn't have a pass.
Like me. Yeah.
Like they didn't.
All I know is
you came out holy.
You came holy. That don't didn't have a. They act like they didn't have a pass, and now that they've come saved, it has them the right to put their mouth on somebody.
Mm. Well, that's coming from the teaching, though.
Yeah.
And then it also comes from trust issues.
Yeah.
See, sometimes it's impossible for a pastor who hasn't been taught right to come out and be truthful about himself.
I want to make it about a pastor.
I'm just saying, Jesus.
I'm talking about church. I mean,
you know,
the body of Christ, mm-hmm. period.
But the reason
I said that, though,
because then the pastor also gives that to the leadership when they're talking to
mm-hmm.
the leadership.
It trickles
so
down.
The leadership will in turn give it to the lay members.
True.
So it's going to be a trickle-down theory.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
There's this thing that I would like to dispel, you know, and I'm making a special announcement to to at least about 120 saints out
mm-hmm. there. Oh, I told you that.
Right now. This thing that we have labeled as church hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The church has never hurt anybody.
Right.
Thank you.
The temple walls may have hurt you, but Jesus said, upon this rock,
I'll build my church.
Yeah. I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. So it's not, it's the enemy deceiving the minds of those that come across as I've been hurt, because we use that as an excuse not to go mm-hmm. back to church, or we use it as an excuse not to like church people.
Mm-hmm.
Church ain't ever hurt nobody.
Mm-hmm.
People within the church, and I guess when the longer you're in church, there's not much that surprises you.
Not at all.
How people act, what people do. But in this day and age, it can really be a shocker, especially to the millennial age, when people start coming at you with these churchy things
mm-hmm.
and these isms and schisms, and they're all confused and wanting to know, and you really don't have a solid answer. You just throw these church bombs at them, and they feel, well, you know, I've been hurt in church. But God's church is a church of love and caring, and he takes us just as we are. Now, does that mean, as me as being a traditional guy, an old school guy, who I may not do what some other guy does, I may not wear what he wears, talk like he talks, but I'm not naive to believe that God doesn't use people in different gifts and talents? And that's why a lot of ministers are so caught up now, because what we don't understand, we criticize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't do it like I do, now I ain't wearing no skinny jeans. If you want to wear skinny jeans, that's between you and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this body wasn't built for skinny jeans. Just me. I'm just talking about me. This neck wasn't built for ties. I wear them, but you know, that's just me. So you may see me out in a suit and casual doing my thing. Love God with all I. But I know certain churches I go to, I don't wear a tie, I don't backslid. So, you know,
right.
And that's just, you know, I've just learned to have enough tough skin to deal with those. Because some people are bold enough not to Facebook it. The old schoolers will come to your face and tell you.
Right.
Oh, right.
You know, they
listen,
you're not holy.
When I was 17, the saints and the sinners in the church would come to me and say, your heel's too high, daughter. Your skirt, I see your knee. You know, I'm tall. I'm 5'11". Say, you going to see something. Even if I go to, at that particular time, especially in the 90s, you couldn't get too much custom anything.
Right.
Child, you going to see a calf or something.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing about the fact that my family is tall. You know, if I put on a trash bag, ain't nothing going to happen. You still going to see what you saw. You know what I mean?
And we've made, and that's another thing that you just said, we've made people's body become a sin.
We major in the
we
mind.
We major in it. Well, she's sinning because she got this dress on. Well, baby, you used to have the same dress, but now you talking about the young lady that got the dress on.
Gain weight and can't wear it.
Can't wear it no more.
Before
right.
Your kids got
right.
Four
before you had them four
names.
Kids,
four different
you
last
had the
names.
Same body she had.
Names.
Or we want to make
the
people's body
kid.
The sin
mm-hmm.
instead of dealing with the lust within.
All right, I got to take a break. I got to pay some bills. But the topic of this, what you say?
Which one you need?
What kind of bills?
I'm talking about the station bill.
Right?
I'm talking about the station bill.
Oh, the station bills. I can throw them in there.
Listen, we got to pay some bills. But we want to encourage someone who is listening today that keep your mouth off people.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mouth off people. Ain't no power in your tongue when you're speaking evil and you're throwing dirt. Ain't no power.
Power.
Because that's what we lacking now. Power.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about Holy Ghost power, but can't even take put your hands on a mosquito and take a headache out. We're talking about no power. So
no
stop
power.
Putting your name on people, and you in the body of Christ, and you reading your Bible, and you loving the Lord, but yet you backbiting, you're talking about people, you're lying. Let's be as Christians and show that light and speak of good. If anything, be an encouragement. And if you're going the way, approach it. Say it in a godly way, not a way to turn people away. So we're going to pay some bills, and we'll be back as we talk about more. We're going to also pose the question, Miss Grace, as she's speaking so boldly about her husband, and I just love it. And I know she's the first lady. I'm going to ask, what is a first lady supposed to look like?
Come on, first lady.
I'm known.
Oh, come on, sister.
Come on. Come on. Because you got some arms out, y'all. She got a sleeves out.
Preach.
And I thought you were supposed to be covered. I thought the first lady was supposed to be full covered to the ankle, to the. Where your jacket, sweetie? I thought. Listen. First lady, we don't touch on this, okay?
She's the first through infinity lady.
We'll be right back.
There ain't now
for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down, but you don't.
Our mouths on other people. Thank you so much for joining me on the praise party. Listen, Aubyn Jewel has checked in today. Aub, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's going on inside Sports Nation?
Well, you know, Lucky Whitehead has been in the news all week. Because the Cowboys, they dropped him. They cut him from the team. And now it's backfiring on him because he was supposedly charged with a crime that he did not commit. And so the cops, they dropped all the charges and said it was a case of mistaken identity. But the Cowboys tried to make an example out of him and cut him. Which is kind of crazy because the Cowboys are usually very lenient when it comes to their players and their activities out of the field. I see Greg Hardy and his domestic violence dispute. Ezekiel Elliott's been acting up quite a bit this summer.
Yeah.
And even Dez Bryant, you know, when he first started out with the Cowboys, there was a lot of controversy surrounding him. So now the Cowboys are looking pretty stupid because they finally dropped somebody, but the persons that they drop aren't guilty of the crime that they were committed of doing. So, yeah, the Cowboys just need to get it together. I don't know what to say for them. You already know how I feel about them. So, yeah. Anyways, in other news, the Dallas Wings, they are fourth in the Western Conference. They have a record of 11-13. Yesterday, they lost against the Storm 93-109. And tomorrow, they will be playing the Sparks at 5 p.m., so make sure you all tune into that. And then lastly, the Texas Rangers, they're third in the AL West, and they play the Orioles actually tonight at 8:05. So you all tune into that game, or if you're going, have a great time. And that's all.
All right. Thank you so much. How can others reach out to you or connect with you?
Aubyn Jewel on all social media platforms.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you, girl. Love you. All right, we got one more bill we got to pay, and we're going to get right back into this topic right after this. First Lady Graves, get ready.
You don't need my bills.
Listen, I got one more bill.
All right, Tom.
797 KHBN, Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Tobert in the studio along with
Big Husky,
Siobhan,
Michael Jackson.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play with you. I'm not.
I ain't talking about the one that sang Billie Jean either.
The one that used to play receiver for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, before we got off air, we were talking about the role as a first lady.
Come
what
on,
does
first lady.
A first lady look like?
Tell us. Preach. Come on, preach.
I don't know because I don't, you know, give in to these labels. I mean, my aunt, I grew up at Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist
Get ready, Fred and Big, I want to ask you too.
I grew up at Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church in South Dallas, and my aunt didn't wear a hat. She didn't sit on the front row. Matter of fact, she sung in the choir on the fourth row.
Oh, okay.
Standing next to my grandmother. I didn't see
what I see now perpetuated in churches back then at growing up. So my idea of a first lady is a woman who is who she is.
Mm-hmm.
I would label her a Proverbs 31 woman. Hopefully she got her own before she decided to get married and call herself the bishop or the pastor's wife or whatever she's calling herself these days. But I know in this day and time, when my husband was called to pastor, he was already a minister before we got married. A lot of first ladies reached out to me and wanted to take me to lunch and show me their shops that they went to get their clothes. And I was like, daughter, my husband like how I dress.
Amen.
I'm not changing what the man of God like.
You
know what I mean?
Because you're trying to keep him.
Come on.
You got to keep him with what you got him with.
And then number two, I was like, people like who don't like Siobhan for being who Siobhan is, Siobhan ain't trying to get them.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to draw you to the Vision Church when we were in Houston. You know what I mean? That's you ain't called to us. You called to them down the street that got a hat on and a long skirt on while their husbands got three and four other wives that they don't know about.
Ooh,
I'm called
woo.
To this one. You know, and that's no shade. That's real truth. You know, there are certain things that first ladies of this day that I'm seeing that around my age and a little bit older, they more fly. We wear denim to church. You know, we have our little hats and, you know, cultural. We're into life as we live right now. You know, the first ladies of old, I wasn't raised Kojic. The Baptist church that I grew up in was very strict. So, I didn't see a lot of hats and dollies and carrying on. They were just servants. They served and they were submissive women to their husband, but they served the church in meekness and kindness. Now, they would set us straight, but they weren't picked apart as I'm the first lady. Everybody bow down to me, as I see now.
Well, let me ask you this, because I've not one time I've Googled it, I researched, I even asked multiple people, where in the Bible does it say first lady?
Listen, when you find out, let me know.
Hey, co-pastor ain't in there either.
Co-pastor, yeah. What about covering partner?
Now, let me help you out with that.
What about a covering partner? You got a covering partner. What is that?
I get having a covering partner.
I got some people who got covering partner. It's a man, a woman, and she got a covering partner. How you?
That sounds like they sleeping together.
Know. We make up all this denominational stuff. That
is that in the Bible?
No.
That's not even biblical, and it's man-made to esteem our ego. If we really be truthful,
yeah.
it's not in the Bible that you need somebody to carry your briefcase, your Bible, and your backpack up to the stage so you can look important. You know, we didn't see Jesus had disciples, but they wasn't carrying him walking around while he was healing folks. You know, it's our ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't walk around calling these folk daddy and granddad. My
this is not their spiritual father. No. And I hear that people have spiritual mothers.
That ain't in the Bible. Guidance.
That ain't in the Bible. That's
okay,
not biblical.
What about mentors, guided?
Well, you can have a mentor.
Okay.
That's
now,
pastor is your shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. I agree. But
when you have
people that have spiritual fathers, spiritual mothers, then you
biblical.
Have some that has, well, they'll say, this is my covering partner. They're not my spiritual father. They're my partner. They cover me.
See, when I think
ministry.
Of partner,
yeah,
I only think of two things. I think one in business and one in the bed.
Yeah.
Which one is you?
Yeah.
See, when I think of partner, ain't but two of them I think of.
And both
in the ministry. Yeah. Well, no. Period. Partner.
Period.
Both of them make you money.
Either we business partners,
or we married.
We sleep in the same bed. Both require money.
Yeah.
It's a covering, though.
No, it's not.
Who they cover?
I have never.
It's in the ministry.
I have never in my life heard of covering partners.
Use that again.
It's
man,
ego.
It's
manipulation.
It's ego.
If you manipulate people to believe that if you partner with this $10.
Stop playing.
If you want to donate to this ministry, if you want to donate
partner
to
with
me,
us.
I'll accept your Shimana ministry.
Shimana, accept your
but
donation.
But you can't give me $10.
Where we gonna put it? Pay who?
You don't give Fred Thomas $10, and then I carry you through all the aspects of my ministry.
Come on, Saint.
Because I don't want to even give you the perception that just because I say you partner with me, because see that can open some doors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you mess around, think you just walk up in my business or walk up on stage with me and walk up.
Yeah.
Right.
I need to know what's going on in your business. Now, thank you for that $10, but if that's what it's gonna get, you had that money back.
See,
you know, I don't need no.
People
I'm
are being tricked. People are being tricked in their mind by calling people grown men and grown women are calling grown women and grown men the same age as them or a little bit older, talking about that's my spiritual mother and that's my spiritual father. The Bible says don't call nobody your mama.
It says that.
It's
in Hallelujah, somebody. Hebrews, right?
Yeah. So,
Matthew.
Oh, okay.
Matthew.
I need to
and
read
somebody
my Bible
brought up another
more.
Scripture when my
don't
husband
scratch
posted
your head
23 and 9.
When my
Matthew
husband brought it up
9.
The other day, I think somebody said, well, what was it? Paul called Peter son or something like that. That was in italic mark. Like, to describe something. He actually didn't say it. The person that translated it put it so you can understand it. But we're not taught correctly.
Right.
So we take every word, every letter,
mm-hmm.
as what it, this is what it said. But there's many translations and versions of the Bible. So until you got the original translation and saying dot word upon word, then that's the only way you're going to get the full understanding.
Right.
Mm. And listen, if that ain't your mama's sister,
right?
Or your daddy's, but y'all stop calling these people uncle or aunties and stuff. Y'all stop doing. These people don't even know your mama.
Right.
You calling these people aunties and uncle? That's too. I don't let people do
that's
me like
much.
That.
And another
that's
thing,
too much pressure.
People,
you call me uncle, you be want me to pay some bills? Or
yes,
something.
They want you. They want some birthday money. They want to be attached. Yeah. It's ego. It is. That's how we know it's.
And
all
even
ego.
Armor barrels. So that's what they call where you have people.
Armor barrels.
Oh, okay, where you have people to get your water. Carry your Bible to the pulpit.
See, but armor bearers, the problem with the armor bearers of today.
Do you have you
one they don't,
no.
Oh, okay.
The problem with armor bearers of today, they don't really understand what it means to be a real armor bearer of the Bible.
I'm auditioning armor bearers.
Yeah. Come on. But even with the mother and father thing, now you have the right to talk to me any old kind of way. And I'm grown. And see, there are people that will talk to you any old kind of way because you've allowed them to put you in a situation that you're, I talk to my daughter a certain way.
Now, I'm going to say this. My husband passed.
Yeah.
And my father used to pastor. And my uncles, all of my uncles, all the Baileys, they all pastor. Somebody call them daddy in my presence. I got an issue.
Yeah.
They got kids. You don't come in the place of their biological kids.
Yeah.
If I, growing up and my father was pastor and you called Sam Bailey,
I'm about to open
your
some
daddy,
can of worms.
Then I got an issue. He didn't birth you.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to open up the phone lines real quick, 972-996-3970. Do you agree or disagree, or have you been guilty of calling your pastor or someone having your spiritual father, your spiritual mother? I want to hear from you. Fred is laughing like
Darius. Let the redeemed say so.
Come on, I want to hear from you.
Okay.
Open.
Trust me right here, kept by his grace. All right, here on Heaven 97.
What's the benefit?
If you cast by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you cast by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Ooh, clap those hands. If you cast by the grace of God, let me see you clap those hands. Oh, clap those hands. Come on and clap those.
He's been good.
He's been good.
He's been good.
He's
just can't tell it all. When I look at my life and I look at my wife, I just smile all the time. Cause I know I got faith and I know I don't deserve it. I know I'm not worthy of it, but it's because of your grace and your mercy. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. You've been real good, real good, real good, real good, real good. Real good. Real good. Oh,
you're better to me than to myself.
I like it, I like it, I like it.
You're better to me than to myself.
Better again, better again, better again.
You're better to me than to myself.
Ooh, yeah.
You're better to me.
Come on. In the back, clap your hands. In the front, clap your hands. In the back, just clap your hands. In the front, clap your hands.
A lot of us are kept by his grace. I don't know about you, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Make a what? In the Lord.
Somebody don't know their word today. Come on, somebody. Amen. Do you know your scripture? Send that scripture in the KHB.
I was trying to look for somebody to tag team me. My God. Listen, y'all.
You
got to
do better on your tags, though.
I
you
got
to
right?
look. Yeah, you ain't tagging
but
right.
Listen, this is getting real good. This is some real good Bible study on today, and I hope somebody's enjoying this. Well, earlier we started off talking about when you're so dirty, you get dirty. Basically, watch what you're saying to others in the body of Christ and how you're putting your mouth on people and speaking evil on people. And then we transfer into First Lady Graves, and I asked her, what does a first lady look like? Amen. Because I noticed that she was sleeveless on today, and she said, baby, my husband loves this non-sleeve, and I ain't going to change.
And that's the only one that counts. The only one.
I said, so what does a first lady looks like? And then we went from a first lady to asking, what is a covenant partner? In the body of Christ, we still don't know.
It's not in the
And I'm opening up the phone lines to let somebody come in and talk about what is a covenant partner. Because I know there is somebody who is listening who has talked about, oh, I have a spiritual mother. I have a spiritual father. This is my spiritual mom. Hallelujah. So my praise. And I just thank God for her.
Well, Michael and Sylvia ain't dead, and the Bible say if they die, he'll be a father to the father.
Come on.
And a mother to the father. I'm good. I don't
saying
need you to
word.
Be my
Let's
yeah.
say the word.
Say the word. Yeah. We
don't.
Don't everybody,
be me, Daddy, putting me on as a beneficiary.
Insurance.
Right.
Don't call Siobhan Mama at all.
You call now. Me, Daddy, if you ailing and you need somebody on your insurance.
You are a man.
I'll
marry
you. You call me dad.
I call me for my correct spelling of my name.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that right.
Yeah. And the right social security number so they call me.
Just if you're ailing.
Yeah, that's it.